Good afternoon, everybody. Moving along, might be my final coaches interview. I'm not sure. Waiting for a couple coaches to reach back out to me. I have Jackson Liberty coach Elena Haran. Elena, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, you, JT, are my two repeat coaches, so it is kind of an honor, second time on. Thank you for doing that. You know, first interview, we kind of went more, you know, background and all other stuff. So this year, you know, we're just going to focus on the team. We could talk about yesterday if you want briefly. What'd you think, you know, first game back? What'd you think?
I mean, obviously it wasn't the outcome that we wanted, but, you know, we, looking back at the film and like our stats and things like that, we did compete. I would say 3 out of the 4 quarters. Our third quarter was pretty detrimental to the outcome of the game. You know, we let some of their key players kind of just, you know, go off. And then, you know, the deficit from that was just too much to come back. But, you know, it was the first game. These girls have been playing as much as possible with, you know, only having one scrimmage coming into the season. It was hard, and it was hard to see. And, you know, our numbers are just pretty low. So, you know, at practice, we try to make it as game realistic, but, you know, nothing compares to a game situation, especially a game such as, like, you know, the caliber of Manchester. So definitely wasn't what we wanted, but we have practice today, and we get them again tomorrow. So we'll make some adjustments.
I did, you know, you said your numbers are low. I did notice, you know, the bench or, you know, the bleachers, you know, it was only a few subs there. So, you know, that does kind of, you know, hurt, you know, and especially, you know, your team kind of lacking a little bit of height too, when you're going up against the Destiny, kind of hurts too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one good thing about it is that we lack discipline right now. So, I mean, they have to learn how to play through foul trouble. So in a positive outlook, you know, it'll make them better to know that there's nobody bailing you out. Yeah. You know, you got to play through and you got to be disciplined. So,
yeah. How do you feel your team's conditioning was, you know, when you started, you know, the practices a week and a half ago? And so, because I know a lot of coaches and players even told me, you know, their conditioning was what was hurting them.
Yeah, the girls were pretty honest about their conditioning coming in. We added our 6 a.m. practices. So we were going, you know, twice a day for about a week, just to put the extra conditioning in so that we weren't wasting time during our, you know, our 2-hour practices.
Yeah.
So I really feel like that helped a lot. But yeah, some of us came out of shape, and some of us, you know, were okay, but you know, just because of COVID and not being able to like do as much as they're used to in the off season, it obviously hurt. And I, you know, and we saw it too yesterday a little bit.
I think, you know, a lot of the basketball players spent so much time during COVID working on, you know, their technical skills, like dribbling, shooting and all that, you know, they kind of forgot about the, you know, conditioning and strength workouts, which, you know, it's understandable, you know, with everything going on and stuff, you know, it's tough being, you know, a teenage kid, you know, locked down in your home, you know, not knowing what to do and stuff like that.
Right. So. You need somebody yelling at you. You need somebody telling you to move. So, yeah, you know, shooting a lot of shots, putting up 100 shots, that's great. But you're going to have to do that with tired legs, boxing out, you know, so.
Before we get, you know, into your team this year, I just want, you know, go over a little bit last year. You know, your team ended on a very high note. But before the season, what was your message to the team and the goals you set out, you know, before the season last year?
Oh, I mean, that was my first in the head coach position. And I feel like in years past, we've always set goals and it was just like, yeah, I want to do this. I want to do this. But it's like, we actually set the goals. And usually, you know, we set, you know, we want to make it to at least the first round of states. And, you know, it was just the mindset of like actually setting a goal and trying to achieve it rather than just, you know, saying words. So our mindset was like, we're going to set these goals and we're going to, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes to get there. And, you know, that's what they did last year. So we just kind of changed the talking about goals and like doing the goals part.
Yeah. Now, you guys had, you know, a good state run. You upset RBR, which was the one seed. What was the mindset going into that game? You know, if people didn't listen to our first interview, I think I saw Mora the night, the day before at Jackson Memorial. We were talking a little bit, and she didn't have the, you know, she didn't say you couldn't win, but you could tell that she's like, yeah, you know, we won our first game type of thing. And I said, I go, I like the matchup for you guys. I go, I think you guys could pull it off. And what was like the message going into that game, you know, playing a one seed?
I mean, I think, you know, my coaching staff and I, we just did a really good job of like telling them that like every game is winnable. Nobody expects anything from Jackson Liberty girls basketball. So, you know, I just don't think maybe teams, I mean, I still feel like some teams don't take us seriously now. So I just think that we came out, we competed, and that game, we just started putting like everything together. Things were just, the things that we were stressing all season have just worked itself out. And that once they got that confidence, it was just from there on out, it was just, you know, it just helped them so much.
Yeah, I didn't make it to that game, but I was at the first game, Middletown North, where, you know, Moore kind of just took over and, you know, played, you know, as dominant she was. And then you guys moved on to Neptune, right? You played Neptune the game, yes, game after. Yep. Has to be tough, you know, you're playing in states and you're playing three short conference teams, you know, that know each other, you know, you guys all know each other and easier to get filmed than somebody out of state. Do you think it's kind of tough when you're running into, you know, your hometown, your local teams in the states instead of playing somewhere, you know, outside the shore?
I think so. Yeah, definitely. Especially like in Neptune, the energy in that gym is just something that that we've never seen before. You know, even at Red Bank Regional, when some kids were running on the floor, you know, underneath the basket, but just the energy, that place was packed, and we've never been in a place like that. We've never been in a position like that. So I think that, you know, it was a lot.
Yeah, it's a fun atmosphere to be in, but yeah, definitely, it could be tough. And, you know, after you beat Red Bank Regional, you're not going to be able to catch anybody else off guard. You know, everyone's going to have their guard up after that. And, you know, Neptune had a very, you know, good team last year.
Right.
You know, moving to this year, what are some challenges you're seeing or that you may have seen already, you know, dealing with COVID and, you know, and getting the season up and running?
I mean, obviously just, you know, being exposed to COVID and having players on, you know, quarantine, not having even 10 players at practice to be able to go 5-on-5. I mean, my coaching staff has to play constantly. So, you know, it takes away eyes from watching the girls. So it's kind of just like me watching and we're stopping constantly. So, I mean, it's just a distraction too, just to have like, you know, all right, wear your mask, don't wear your mask. All right, take your mask off. All right, put your mask on your seat. And, you know, just like, just that constant, you're trying to do the right thing, but you're also trying to just play basketball too. And, you know, it's just the girls need it. They need like the sense of normalcy back in their lives. And I mean, I've had multiple conversations with like Ari and Mora about it, how much they like, they don't want to go home because they don't want to have to just sit at home.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I give these, you know, these kids credit, you know, the athletes, because, you know, they're making the sacrifice to stay home so they don't get sick, you know, and ruin it for the team or, you know, even the opponents, because, you know, you text me last week, hey, got to reschedule because you got to work on filling your, you know, schedule for the first week because, you know, games got canceled and stuff. So I give them all the credit, and, you know, I saw it during soccer season, the kids made the sacrifice of staying home. They, you know, they basically just went to soccer practice and soccer games and they were home, you know, and it's tough to ask teenage kids when they see their friends going out, you know, probably shouldn't be going out, but they, you know, their friends are going out. And so, let's go through your roster. We'll start with Mora. I saw your team play a bunch during the summer league, and Mora looked dominant. You know, I think I posted on Twitter, you know, I could see her being on one of the all shore teams. You know, that's how good she looked. And, you know, to me, she looked that good last year too. What does she mean to the team? And, you know, what are things you're trying to, you know, since, you know, it's your second year as head coach, what are some of the things you hope Moore passes down to the underclassmen?
I mean, offensively, she's just our offensive threat. When the ball is in her hands, like the confidence that comes out of her and her creativity. And I just said this to her yesterday. Her basketball IQ is just what kind of sets her apart from a lot of players. She mm-hmm. can just read the floor. They're just having her out there, you know, with the ball in her hands. Like, you know, she sees the floor really, really well for us. So I hope that other players can realize it. You know, other girls realize that it does take like all year round and playing basketball and, you know, really working on your fundamentals and things. Cause she, you know, she doesn't just play games. Like she does a lot of trainings and she yep. puts in the extra work, which is what I hope people see from her on the team.
And you could see, you know, I know Gary, she trains with Gary a lot, and you could see what he teaches her. She uses it in the games. You know,
oh, yeah. I mean, she just has that nice little hesitation dribble with the step back, you know, where they fly out, and then she goes around, and she's, you know, wide open.
Yeah, and I think it was the Middletown North game. I was texting him. I was like, wow. I go everything you know. Because, you know, Gary puts the videos up. I go, Moore's just the same thing you see Moore in training, you see her doing it in a game, and, you know, which is great. You know, that's why you do the training, you know, to simulate it in the game. The next, you had one other junior last year, Ashley. Did she return this year?
Yes, Ashley Tavasco. She's back.
Okay. What role do you, you see her playing this season? I mean, because looking at it, she had 93 points last year. 70 rebounds, you know, 24 assists, and she led the team in steals, but she was second in steals, so she kind of does a little bit of everything for your team.
Yeah, she definitely does. So right now her role is like our defensive animal. Mm-hmm. She plays the other team's best player. She's all over them, so usually she's the one who gets that role where we need you to defend this player, shut her down, you know, keep her away from the basket. Like yesterday, that's who we had on Destiny. And, you know, Destiny has some height on her. So we were just telling her to keep stepping backwards. Just clear that paint. You're not going to be the one getting the rebound. And, you know, she only had two rebounds, but looking back at film, she held her own until her legs couldn't do it anymore. You know, and sometimes it got unlucky and the ball just right over her head, but that's her role right now. What we're really trying to have Ashley do is be an offensive threat. So we're working on that, and she's up for the challenge because we need other girls putting some points on the board.
Yeah. It, you know, losing, you know, cause you know, Kayla graduated, you know, she scored a bunch of your points, you know, your center didn't come back, you know, a bunch of your points, you know, Ari and, you know, more, you need that third option to be able to, you know, take some of the pressure where, you know, when the team start focusing on more. Next player I want to talk about, junior, you know, Caravashi. What do you expect out of her role to be this season?
Kara, again, like Tavasca, she's strong underneath. So she can clear out a lane too on a box out. Right now she's off to a bit of a tough start just because she was, you know, hurting a little bit. And now she also plays soccer outside of basketball, outside of school. And, you know, she had like a bad bruise, like a knee-to-knee bruise. So she's off to a rough start, but definitely see her being able to kind of grab some rebounds for us underneath because she is our height. So, like, she is our true forward, which, you know, is a threat for us.
Mm. The next, you know, key player you had last year, Ari. Everybody knows, I think, the world of Ari. You know, basically a double-double machine. I had her on my all-shore, you know, first team for a freshman, freshman all-shore team. What do you expect her to take, you know, freshman year to, you know, sophomore year? What kind of improvements are you hoping to see out of her throughout the season?
We just had, like, we just talked to all the girls and talked about setting goals and, like, what do you want to achieve this season? And something that Ari really wants to do is she just wants to keep adding elements to her game. So, you know, I think a lot of people looked at Ari as like, you know, that scrappy player underneath the rim, you know, the left-handed forward, but she's really starting to add some outside mid-range jumper. Last night she had her first three, you know, so she's just, you know, she works really, really hard and she's adding elements and she's not content with just being good at one thing. She wants to be good at everything. So it's just in the future for her is just, you know, I'm excited to see what she's going to add.
Yeah, so am I. You know, I know she just switched AAU teams and I think, you know, working under JT is going to, you know, even take her to the next level. And one thing I say, you know, she's 5'5", 5'6", and, you know, she plays like a 7-footer under there, which is so, and, you know, the first game, I didn't realize that she was shorter. You know, the first game I saw, you know, I think it was against Donovan last year. It was the first time I saw your team. And, you know, she had, I think, a double-double that game. And, you know, I didn't realize until the next game that she wasn't. I thought she was closer to 6 foot, and she's not.
She does have a good vertical jump. You know, the other day at practice, we were joking around. One of the coaches says, all right, if you can touch the backboard, like, we'll end practice now. And she was pretty close. She was pretty close. And I was like, yeah, don't say that again.
Next, you know, those were your key returners that saw, you know, minutes last year, you know, significant, you know, more minutes last year. Who else returning from last year's squad do you think will have bigger roles?
So we have Kayla Ryan. She's a junior this year. So she's really stepped up and she's the type of player that I tell her this all the time. She's the type of player that will put our key players in a position to be successful. You know, when we scrimmage Brick the other day, you know, Kayla is shorter than Ari. She's like 5'3", maybe I'll give her. But she got a rebound underneath the basket and Ari was sitting there. She just shoved the ball right into Ari's gut and for her to put it back up because she knew like Ari will clear out the lane. I'll just throw her the ball. So she really does a nice job at finding finding Maura on the perimeter, giving her the ball, doing whatever it takes, getting all over the floor. She's scrappy. And she's another one playing through an injury. So we have our work cut out.
How about, you know, I know one incoming for Chelsea, you know, I know her from soccer. What do you think, you know, her role, you know, she got a lot of minutes yesterday, you know, what do you think her role will be with the team?
I mean, Chelsea has this, like, we were talking about this before, Chelsea has like a natural, like, swagger to her. Mm-hmm. I don't think that people, you know, necessarily would know that she's a freshman.
No.
Because she holds a high confidence. So her role is really going to be like our point guard and taking charge of the floor, which as a young player, as, you know, a freshman stepping on the varsity floor, especially coming out to a team like Manchester on opening night, is tough.
Yeah.
So I see her really stepping up and like learning how to take charge as like a point guard. So I'm excited to see what she brings.
Yeah, I saw, you know, that swagger, you know, I saw it on the soccer field when I saw Liberty play. And you're right, you know, I didn't believe she was a freshman on the soccer field either, you know, because, you know, first of all, she's very skilled and, you know, she dominated, you know, certain points, which you usually, you know, soccer, you don't tend to see that as much, you know, on the field.
Right.
Any other incoming freshmen?
No, but we also have Maya Rosario. Okay. She's a sophomore this year, as well as Jacqueline Capasso. And then we also have Ashley Tabasca's little sister, Emily, as a freshman. So she's been practicing with us on the varsity level.
Do you see Maya having a bigger role this year, being a sophomore?
Definitely. Her and Kayla Ryan are kind of, you know, when Kayla's got some really bad shin splints right now. So Maya's like kind of her like relief for a couple minutes. And Maya defensively comes out and she's like a big energy for us. So she's gotten a bunch of defensive steals for us and kind of pushing down the floor. She's quick. She's got a quick first step. We're just going to try and get her to be under control and like kind of have a little more confidence on the floor. But I can see Maya really stepping up to the challenge and kind of filling in that third guard position.
Before we wrap up, I just want to go through your schedule. Now, you played Manchester this week. Were you supposed to play Point Barrow, right, this week?
Correct, yeah.
Were you able to reschedule those?
We were able to reschedule one out of the two.
Okay.
So.
And then you got Pinelands and Barnegat in your pod or whatever they're calling it this year.
Yeah, pod.
Yeah, I mean, technically, they're still divisions. I don't know why they had to call them pods. I was thinking about this last night.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Because I was looking at the rosters on APP and you had pod A. I was like, this makes no sense. They're still divisions. Like, it made no sense to me.
Right.
What other teams were you able to pick up? You know, because I know your pod is one team short, so you were probably able to pick up a couple games.
We were able to pick up. We have Central. We have Toms River East, Colts Neck, and Southern.
Okay.
So next week we have Southern, and then Point Barrow. I think we reschedule it for a little bit later on in the season, kind of that last week.
That's going to be a good matchup to Point Barrow one,
especially, yeah, I think so.
Especially if, you know, if it's towards the, you know, last week, you know, give your teams time, you know, get the chemistry going, get the conditioning up. And, you know, cause you know, what do the coaches have 10 days before the season started to get everything going? And, it's tough, you know, it's tough to get a team. And a lot of coaches brought up, you know, the limited time they gave you during this, you know, the off season where, you know, usually you have a little more time. So it's, you know, tough getting those. I feel bad for the teams that didn't enter any summer or fall leagues. You know, how are you going to get any chemistry going?
Right.
So competitive schedule, you know, you guys have, you know, especially you picked up, you know, a lot of competitive teams outside, which is good. So, all right. Well, Coach, I'll let you go. I know you're probably getting ready to get practice going, right, a little bit.
Yep.
I want to thank you for joining me. I hope, you know, team stays healthy and there's no hiccups through the season, and good luck to the girls.
Thank you very much. It's nice talking to you.
Yeah. I could text more. I finally got the interview.
She
texted me again last, cause I texted her last night asking her about your center. And, she goes, did you interview coach yet? I go, no, tomorrow. tomorrow. I go, you guys had a game yesterday.
I'm sorry. I kept pushing you off.
No. I completely understand, especially, you know, you never know when you're going to get a call that the other team, you know, has to shut down for 2 weeks and stuff like that. I saw it during soccer season. I'm sure Dana could tell you about it during soccer season. I know she went through it too. So, you know, that's just going to be the way it is this season. So, just be ready to get on the phone and, you know, unfortunately, there's going to be other teams that are going to go through it. So it's going to probably be easy to pick up games, I think, especially.
Yeah, I said this before, but I feel like we have low numbers. And the only thing positive about that is that our exposure is low.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything for when we play our competition.
No. So, but good luck the season, and I'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.